22 minutes past the hour. On the other end of the phone is a woman who I have to assume is just about as busy as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest. Lori Ellis, she's the manager of the Harbury in Marion. Lori, how are you? Thanks for taking some time with us.
Oh, I'm good. I'm tired, actually. You can probably hear it in my voice. I've got a pretty raspy voice today, so.
Well, I imagine you earned every bit of that tired. So tell me, yesterday, the first day of recreational marijuana sales, how many customers came through your doors?
We saw almost 600 yesterday.
Okay, and what was the average time spent waiting in line? Do you know that?
I know some people, it really depended on the time of day. I know the longest wait time I heard was about 6.5 hours. That was people that had camped out kind of overnight. And then as we went through the day, we got more efficient through the day since it was a new process, and then we started getting people through faster. So as the day went on, the wait times actually got less, and we had to turn away approximately 100 to 150 people because we just ran out of time.
Huh. Any hiccups on that first day of the process? Anything that will go smoother today, you think, than happened yesterday?
Yeah, for sure. We actually, our state traceability system, we use BioTrack, and we crashed at 8 p.m. on the night before, and we still had a lot of things to do inside that system with SKUs and pricing and things like that, and we were going to do that all after we closed on the 31st. So it crashed at 8 p.m. It didn't come back online till 7 a.m., so we had about 6 hours worth of work. We were trying to get done in an hour. So we actually had to open about an hour and a half late, because we just had to have all this stuff in line with inventory and everything with the state system before we could start selling.
Now, is that the system that you guys use, or is it statewide?
We both use it. We use it, but it's actually, everybody's required, you can have an external POS system, but everybody has to push into that BioTrack system because that's how they trace inventory.
So a lot of customers, do you know about how much the average customer spent yesterday?
Average spend was about $125.
Okay. How do prices compare to medical cannabis products? Are they taxed at the same rate? Are they about the same price-wise?
They're not the same. Medical tax is actually 1%, but that is not paid by the medical patient. That's absorbed by the cultivator and the dispensary. On the adult use side, taxes are anywhere from 25% to 36%. And a lot of those percentages are based on, you have your state tax and, your county tax and city tax and all that. But the higher taxes, they actually tax it based on what type of product it is and also the THC level. So anything that tests above like 35% THC is going to be your highest tax.
I know you have to keep some stock back for the medical card holders. How is supply there? Do you have any knowledge on supply across the state?
I heard several dispensaries ran out yesterday. Some closed in the afternoon by like 2 and 3. We had a pretty good stock of inventory yesterday. We did run out of a few things. We anticipate getting through today and possibly tomorrow. I don't think it's going to last through Saturday. Until we get some additional recreational product in next week. So we will probably have a couple days in there where we may have a few things, but we're definitely not going to have a full stock of stuff for rec. It's going to be touch and go, I think, over the next month as we, we'll sell what we can, and there may be some days when we just can sell the medical, honestly, and we'll try to post that on our social media, so people know ahead of time, hey, tomorrow is going to be medical only, and we'll post it on our door and things like that.
We're joined by Lori Ellis, the manager of the Harbury in Marion, talking about the first day of recreational marijuana sales in Illinois. How was the general atmosphere, the attitude of the very large crowd there yesterday?
Actually, they were great. I know, like I said, I came out, before 8, and I had to make like 4 announcements because the line wrapped around the building, so I had to go in segments. But pretty much just letting them know what was going on and telling them we were running a little bit late. But you know what? They were so excited to be here that overall they were just excited, and they were understanding and they were patient. And it was a really exciting atmosphere around here. And they were just great. Like I said, they didn't get mad. They didn't get angry. And even the people that we had to turn away, for the most part, they were very understanding. And I know they were disappointed, but they really were great. So.